Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam, I play as Vons and Vons, both nacho flavored and Cool Ranch. We all use the he/him pronouns. We are the they are our furry fox folk buddies, and I guess lately we're trying to figure out this crater situation. I guess we're waiting for cues. We'll just hang out, see what happens. There was a lot of lore in the last episode.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they/she pronouns, and Jesse is ready to drill.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, and currently melded with Sidroa, the goo creature. We are known as Weldroa as our portmanteau, and we will accept any pronouns you throw at us as long as you're nice about it. And my pronouns are they, them. And Wealthy and Sidroa are in the same boat. Built drill, baby, drill.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And yeah, we're ready to go.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. And now it's Erin recap time.
It is Erin recap time. So we had been working on figuring out what was going on with Vons' dreams around the Ark's Hole. Steamboat Willie was still in battle with a moose. And everybody else had come back. Well, we sent Wealthy and Cool Ranch Vons and Professor Jenkins back to bring Steamboat Willie. And Steamboat Willie and Cool Ranch Vons managed to kill the moose in two hits, which was really, really cool. Everybody returned at that point, except for Vons, who was still dreaming. He tried to wake up and ended up bringing the fancy knife back with him. We proceeded to debrief about all of the dream stuff that happened, essentially coming to the conclusion that the information that we have now, Rune from the Jenkies is going to develop something so that we can send maybe one person with Vons into his dreams, but we're not going to try very hard to do anything tactically with the dreams at this point, unless we can think of something specific. Which we, at that point, could not think of anything specific. The dagger that Vons brought back with him was inscribed with F, don't forget about us little people, from A. And we went to see Frymeath about it, because he's the only F that we know about. And it turns out that the A is Alondra, who was a scout that he used to know before he married Aristique. And this was a wedding present from her. And that led to us discovering that Frymeath knew Suyal, who used to be Shad, the shadow-corrupted person who we cured. And the main piece of information that we got is that Frymeath says that dagger had been in a stash in the escape tunnels. If the Ark lands in the hole well enough, we might be able to reconnect the escape tunnels. And also, he said that someone must be maintaining the stashes in those escape tunnels, possibly even still, because that's kind of the only way that dagger could have gotten into that stash in the escape tunnels. And that's all of it. It was a pretty lore-heavy episode.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
Are we going to introduce Frymeath and his now decorrupt former acquaintance?
We did that.
We did. Well, we did. Okay.
Yes. We learned that...
He had been present. I knew we learned. I didn't know if he had been present.
We learned that Suyal is a hugger.
Okay. Missed that. Sorry.
That's okay. I also know that some of these things, more specifically, not because I took a note on them, but because I just edited that episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. It is finally time. It is time for drills. So, you guys have a lot to do before you run an entire city through a shit ton of drills. And so, I'm not going to make you come up with all those things on your own. But basically what I figure is that there's going to be a whole bunch of things you can do for kind of each stage of this. Figure there's a preparation and organizing phase, because some people have done some parts of it for you already, but not all of it. And then you do drill one, which is going to be like basic deployment. You know, everyone gets to where they're supposed to be. Do like a super basic fight, etc. Drill two, which I figure is that but harder. And drill three, which is the one where you're like, it's sometime this week, but we're not scheduling it.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, you know, quote unquote live fire exercise. Relatively. But all right. So first things first. Oh, and for all of these, generally speaking, the plan is to have you assign one person as the lead. Up to one whole person can assist them, or you can grab an NPC and having assistance. And if that assistant succeeds on their roll, you'll get some extra dice to your main roll.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going to be more abstracted.
That was the idea, unless there's a specific way you want to go through it.
No, I like that. That sounds good to me.
Sure. I figured this way it would not take 5 episodes.
Yay!
Yeah. All right. So, first, and extremely importantly, y'all need to gather some volunteers. Because, I mean, the whole city's doing this. You need people to play the Corrupted by having a little sign around their neck that says Corrupted on it. You need people to be their block captains, things like that. So, who wants to take point on gathering volunteers?
No, I will.
Make sense?
Let's let the charismatic people do it.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's not Jesse.
Do you want anyone to help you?
What else is there? Before we allocate who to what.
I was worried that would be dull. But okay, so a couple of these someone's going to have to do too. But we're going to have for this first, let's prep and organize. Gathering volunteers. Training people in general weapon use. Figuring out formations and patrols. Number four, deploying people under time pressure. Getting them where they all need to go and keeping them not panicking. Five, safety during an emergency landing. You know, do you get under your desk? Do you go in a doorframe? And last but not least, number six, battle applications of arcane magic. Because you mentioned having, you know, mages throwing magic missiles overhead and stuff like that. But generally speaking, y'all are dealing with a bunch of nerds who've never actually done battlefield magic. So
So I think I'll take that last one.
Okay.
I think Jesse would be best for training on weapons. What was the fourth thing?
Let's see. I was counting correctly, I believe it was deployment under time pressure. So getting people where they need to go. Leading them about.
What was the third thing?
Patrols.
Why don't I just go down the list and we'll assign each one as we go.
Okay.
Formation/patrols. So.
I naturally thought of Jesse.
Jesse's the drill sergeantiest of all of us.
Yeah, I am. That's true.
Yes,
well, this I'm is the most like, you are not a unique snowflake.
Except you really are. So I'm just play along.
This is more slightly high level tactics than that. But yeah.
I actually would like to volunteer Green to help me on formation and patrols.
Okay. Next up we have deploying people. Oh, do you want anyone to help you with the general weapons training?
You know what? Actually, can I change my answer on formation and patrols? Because I think that alternate universe Frymeath would be great at that.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say on the training and weapons, I'm gonna say Green for that one instead.
All right. So deploying people under time pressure, getting them to go where they're supposed to go.
I can take that one with Alara.
I do think Alara would be good at that.
Okay. Alara is going to be the one to yell about not being precious snowflakes and mean it.
So that leaves Vons as our safety during an emergency landing person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
See, you do this. You go down to a hole and you put your head in and then you just don't think about it anymore. There you go.
Just go somewhere else in your mind. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well,
hide somewhere and trust in God. It's fine.
If we're talking about Nacho Vons here, I think he's going to be the guy who's ready with, you know, bunches of foam and glue and whatever to fix things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Vons, sure. Do you want any help for your...
fix things.
Yes, but I have no idea which NPC would be appropriate for this.
You also have Steamboat and Cool Ranch available.
Yeah.
Lucky's been doing all your potions.
Lucky has been doing potions. What we should do is have just a group of random NPCs just ready with foam. What do we call that? Magic expanding foam? Yeah, that.
Yeah, that.
You know.
Yeah.
Just to like, what was that? Demolition Man movie? Yeah. Is that the one with the... airbags that are actually just expanding just foam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Have them ready to deploy those at any unknown, you know, things where something might need protection or shoring up or whatever.
So you need
just
a bunch of
every hallway explode with it.
Just fill just suffocate the everyone.
Yeah, that's, and if it's anything like every other form of chemistry foam I've ever seen, it'll heat up something too, you know.
Oh, good.
Get real warm.
As far as alchemy-related people, you do have Zykra. Alternately, if you just need a whole bunch of random people, you could just grab everyone who normally goes to your brewery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we can
I
do
like
that.
I was thinking that it would be good to involve, like, the regular brewery crowd, because there's a lot of them. Presumably, they represent a, you know...
A good cross-section of
the Warrens, at least. Right.
We have Young Whiskey and Company as the assistants.
Yay, Young Whiskey! I was thinking of Young Whiskey.
All right, and then Grix, did you want any help with gathering volunteers?
Probably. Who's left?
Steamboat and Cool Ranch.
As well as, if you can think of other random NPCs.
Steamboat and Cool Ranch are not... They're outsiders, so like, hey, let's all rally together to save our home.
Aramith, Cog, Odias.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try to collect all of the like second string NPCs who have not already been assigned.
Ooh, curiosity would be good, because he's a sex worker. He knows a lot of people.
Sure. Wealthy and, people.
And presumably he's, you know... charismatic, because
yeah,
sex worker.
All right, I'll put down curiosity, Photios, and Esmeralda as a list of
that sounds great.
People,
that's
people.
That's actually kind of perfect, I think.
Yeah. As my assistant for the magic training, I want to pull in what's his name from the spires? Not from the spires. The gemwood in the. God damn it,
what's his name?
The shopkeeper. There you go. Thank you.
Xandrius. All right. Cool. You have your people. So.
Who was on safety?
Adam.
Vons, and then with the assistance of all the regulars from the.
Oh, okay.
I bet Steamboat will help with that.
And I bet Lucky, who actually has some take control behaviors, probably would be better spent somewhere else. Doing something smart.
Well, there's going to be more stuff in the future. You don't have to worry about assigning everyone you need to know right now, because there are multiple rounds of drills.
Yeah, I bet we'll discover some gaps in our plan.
Okay, so basically, for the NPCs, you can either cash them out at the pre-roll to give you a bonus to your roll, or you can cash them out post-roll to get a re-roll.
Okay.
So you just have to choose, you know, before your roll, essentially.
Who gives us that? Each person in the extra?
Yeah, although I was going to put most of the NPCs in here as a pile.
Sure. Okay.
So you can't list 30 people and get 30 mods. All right. First off, we have gathering volunteers. Grix, how do you go about gathering volunteers?
Oh, well, we'll split up and we'll head out to like large gathering places, the eateries and bars, and okay. the like any larger places of work where we'll go and be like, hey, all of your employees should have the day off tomorrow so that they can help with this.
Okay, cool. Roll a charisma check, and then do you want to add a bonus to that now, or do you want to save it for a reroll?
Yeah, I'll use a bonus for that now.
Okay. You have a really good fit for number of people, so add 2d6 to your charisma roll.
Oof. 24.
Okay, and that includes your bonus?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty good. People have a vested interest in that.
Hooray.
You know, being alive. So you succeed at getting a bunch of volunteers together. Jesse.
Yes.
You were going to drill people on general weapon use.
Yes, I am. I'll basically set up in like whatever each of the sort of like town square, like bit, you know, whatever the big openness area is, in each of the neighborhoods over the course of like maybe a week or so. I'll have a selection of like club type practice weapons, because I figure that's like kind of the thing that most people will have. I'll also be like, and here's some pretend daggers. You will know how to use a knife.
Yeah.
Surely you have a knife at home. You should use it. And we'll go through essentially like how to, you know, most effectively like swing so that you don't hurt yourself and so that you can be the most like targeted, and like for daggers or like if someone has, I don't know, like a sword hanging out somewhere, I'll kind of go through like, you know, here's how to swing, here's how to do a stab most effectively. And if people want to get into more like, you know, hand-to-hand fighting, here's how to throw a punch so that you don't hurt yourself. Here's how to, like, protect your, you know, head and torso. Like, essentially, like, kind of doing, like, a workshop every day for, like, everybody in the sort of area. And okay. So we'll just go around to all of the different neighborhoods and remind people of the basics of like how to protect yourself and how to fight if you have to fight.
Yeah. And is Jesse a yelling drill sergeant kind of instructor, or like a this is the weirdest mass yoga class you've ever been to kind of instructor?
I think it's closer to yoga, but it is definitely like you can tell she's taking it really seriously, and that she like wants you to like really understand like what she's saying. She'll go over like the same things over and over as many times as she needs to like make sure that everybody who she's teaching understands it. But she's also not gonna like make a big deal about like, oh, someone like is getting too like freaked out and has to just like peace out.
Yeah. All right. So this is going to be a two-part roll because training a bunch of people is tricky.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
First one, you can choose strength or dex.
We'll go with strength because that's prime.
All right. Roll your strength check.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Sorry. I just remembered every first roll is a one, so I have to, I just never right, count the first roll. Because
the curse activates.
Because the curse activates, yes. Okay, that's a 28 total on a prime.
Okay.
Rolled a 16.
Keep your endurance up, you're able to train everyone on everything, you remember all of your melee skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, various and sundry. And then, for the second check, you can choose wisdom or charisma.
I mean, I'm gonna go with wisdom. that's 21 on a prime.
Okay, you are a tiny bit short.
I'll just re-roll it, I guess.
Yeah, you can cash in green for the re-roll. So,
That's a 25 on a prime.
There you go.
Yay.
All right. Successfully educate the populace and general weapon use. Copyrighted music we definitely don't own from Mulan plays in the background, probably.
So many good trading the civilians montages in various movies.
Yeah. I mean, it has been massively established that the one that I am always thinking of is the one from Mulan, though, so.
Okay. Yeah, the one from Seven Samurai.
That one's really good. That was the Army of Darkness.
All right. Now time for something slightly different. So as Jesse, you were planning formations and patrols. How do you want to go about doing that?
Yeah. So at this point, we were working with the peacekeepers, I think, and also the guardians. And we try to get more volunteers. Like, hey, do any of you have friends or siblings who have other kinds of jobs that, you know, could swap in on this at this point. She's like, with FM, they explain how to form a perimeter and how to do more intensive patrols, what shadow corruption, what's the signs of shadow corruption having been in an area might look like, because that's part of how Jesse would make sure that the outside of the arcs was fully fully cleared at the end of at the end of lockdowns, which was her job for most of her life before meeting you guys. And so it's essentially just these are the things to look for, and this isn't a normal lockdown kind of stuff, just reminding people of how things work a little bit more.
Okay. So you have FM helping you with this one. And then, so because this involves a lot of tactical planning, this is actually an intelligence check.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I get it.
All right. So do you want to use FM to give you a bonus now, or do you want to cash it in for a reroll later?
I think I'll cash him in later if I need him.
Okay. Make an intelligence check.
Oh, that's almost as good as it could have been. That was a 29 total.
You, much to my pleasant surprise, make it.
Jesse has been training for this her entire life.
All right.
There are so many montages with her bent over the map, pointing at things, moving little flags.
drawing things in the air with her finger.
Yeah.
I also think that it could also just be in general, Frymeath is there. He's giving her confidence in what she's saying. And so she feels like she sounds a lot smarter than she actually is. And then she feels more that makes her that gives her an additional air of gravitas for all of these people that are not normally like that. And also he looks like Frymeath, so
yeah.
Hey, look, I have this old ass elf guy that you guys all know is someone important.
It's a different one, but it's fine.
It's hard to tell.
Definitely not doing math in his head every 2 minutes to be like, right, not guns, crossbows, adjust.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So you get those all planned out. There's a lot of FM. You say something, and he goes into the specifics of the thing in a way that may or may not be subtly correcting small errors.
Sure.
But either way, yeah, you got it all figured out. Okay. Wealthy, you're going to help people deploy under pressure with the help of Alara. So what does it look like when you are herding people to and fro?
What does it look like? I'm in the front. We, Alara and I, go to the designated area, and the designated drill area, because everybody's been alerted. Hey, on this day, somebody's going to come through, and they're going to do the they're going to move you from one place to another. And then we get there and we announce ourselves and we say, everybody come out and make sure that everybody's out of the house with you or out of the shop that you're in. You're all responsible for counting yourselves and making sure that everybody you know is around you is here. And that takes probably about 3 minutes. And we're like, well, no, the first time it takes about 5 or 6 minutes. And Alara yells at them and tells them that they're not snowflakes and please, and you guys need to hustle this up. And everybody looks really impressed. And so, we move on to the next one and we do it again and these guys are even worse and Alara yells louder and everybody looks even more impressed and we move on to the next one and they do better. And it begins, there's this, everybody starts sending rats out to people that they know and like really hustle up or else Alara is going to yell at you. And so, it gets better and people get down to about, 2 or 3 minutes and then, We've gone through most of the city and we get to the Gemwood and nobody wants to come out because they're all oligarchical assholes. And so we end up having to go into each house. The servants come out, but none of the homeowners come out. So we have to go in and we have to start dragging them out and saying, if you don't want to die, you need to come out here right now. And so they come out and we drag them out and, they all look less than impressed when Alara starts yelling at them. And we're like real clear. If you guys don't keep track of yourselves, we cannot keep track of you. You guys have got to keep track of yourselves and make sure that everybody that you know is around you is here. Otherwise, somebody might get left behind and somebody might die. Somebody might die anyway, but never mind about that. Anyway, so that's what we do. We go through section by section and everybody gets better, like I said, because of the rats.
All right. Let's see how well this goes.
Yeah.
Do you want to use Alara as a bonus pre-roll?
Yes, please.
Okay. Alara is a decent
this is charisma?
Yep. And Alara will give you plus 1d6 on that roll.
Fuck me running. Come on. Oh, no! That one.
Oof.
Oh, no.
Fascinating.
Awkward.
All right.
It's a drill.
And she got a 2, so that's a total of 3.
Oof. Well.
Well, I mean, you do get...
Well, yeah, okay. That's 14.
But still, not awesome. Yeah.
That's 14, yeah.
Yeah, get all of these bad rolls out during the drill.
The one is really sorry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're working it out. We're working out the kinks.
All right, so you are trying to do this beautiful dynamic. Everyone get better. But there's a bit of a struggle. You know, there's crying, confused children. There's people that are just slow. There's people that just don't listen. You do the best you can. There are people that are assholes. And also, I think a lot of people are like, but we'll know when we're landing. It's fine. Whatever, man. And you're also having trouble, like, coordinating the like, okay, so you know, you all are just going to go to some of the shelters and you know, they're going to close the door and guard it versus, you know, you're going to stay out here and be arranged to fight. And it's just, it's messy to get 60,000 people in varying sized chunks to all do something correctly. And I imagine it's a little overwhelming.
I imagine so.
So you do the best you can.
That's all you can do.
I think some of it just doesn't stick. So a lot of what you described does happen, but.
Everybody always looks impressed when Alara starts yelling, just because she's loud and everybody in the back can hear her.
Yes.
And maybe at the time you think, oh, yeah, everyone's like really getting what Alara is saying, but actually.
Yeah.
They just are they're not reacting to being yelled at.
Yeah.
Being yelled at by a hot sapphic unarmed fighter. And I have mixed feelings about this. And what was she actually saying? All right.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little distracted.
Just saying. Probably have for at least a few people out in that crowd.
Oh, yeah. Not to be a lesbian, but oh my God. Jesus Christ. Fucking holy hell. Holy hell.
All right. Now, time for safety practices during an emergency landing. That sounds like it's going to involve an alarming amount of foam. So, Vaughn.
It's like a foam party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good episode name.
Yeah.
So, Vaughn, when you host your foam party, how does it look? With the help of all your regulars.
Well, I'm teaching them we start out by everybody testing the foam once, like how they say in the army you're supposed to like throw a grenade to see what that's like. Like they have little practice grenades, I'm sure, and you know that kind of thing, or at least in every film you see about them practicing with grenades. There's got to be at least a couple of those films.
I would hope they practice throwing grenades. Yes.
Yeah, you would hope, right? So they have to know like what they can expect this foam to do. So we practice. We throw some foamy bits in benign spaces, but you know, between some rocks and stalactites and spots that'll, you know, not really have to, you know, they'll be easy to clean up later, or at least harmless in whatever gets hit.
Yeah.
So everybody gets to learn about how much area the foam covers and what it will and won't stick to. And we just do that for a while, and it's real messy.
Okay. All right. This is going to be a wisdom check. Do you want to use your assistance at the start for a bonus or at the end to reroll if something goes wrong?
Probably at the end. Okay. I figure, you know, it's each of these people doing the learning here.
All right. Roll a wisdom check.
What could possibly go wrong?
That's right.
Oh, you know how sometimes sevens look like ones?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So got a 7 on the roll. If it's a wisdom check, then we're adding 11. I don't think I have a negative to my wisdom. Why did I forget to open my character sheet?
So I think your negative are strength and charisma, because I remember being surprised wisdom wasn't a negative.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay. So you get a grand total of 18.
Yeah.
That is not high enough.
It's not high enough to what?
Succeed on training people.
Succeed on training people?
The thing you're doing. Running the drill.
Don't they just train themselves?
They do not. You can reroll if you wish.
Well, I'll reroll. So this is just like putting in extra hours, I imagine. We're all bleary-eyed and hurling foam.
People are having way too much fun hurling their foam.
12 would put that at 23.
Okay. Still not high enough, so you do your best to train people. You end up with a situation where people aren't sure exactly where to shelter in place, but they do know how to throw foam at things. And there's only once or twice where people throw foam at the wrong part of someone's body for your, you know, emergency immobilizing of everything tilt sideways or whatever. It's only a couple people almost suffocate.
Well, at least people are learning something.
Yes, you. The rest of you all spend, you know, the next day or so, I think longer than that, but the next while going through streets that are decorated, question mark, with foam globules just on the side of buildings, on the ground, occasional finding a couple people working on chipping their friend out of one. So, not perfect. Last but not least, Wealthy. Yeah. You volunteered yourself to teach a bunch of nerds.
Yeah. We've put up flyers at the university and at the city hall and different places around the city, especially down in the whispers, the echoes.
Echoes, yeah.
The echoes. We're asking all magic users, no matter how small, to come on up and meet in the center of the spires so that we can, you know, assess who can do what we need them to do, which is mainly magic missile. So that I can free up, I can have a lot of magic missile in my wand, but I also need to be able to do fireball just in case. And so we'll go ahead and bring them all up.
Okay. What do your flyers look like? I'm very curious.
My flyers look like magic users. Do you want to help the arcs when we land? Come to the spires, the center of the spires, at such and such a time, and we will train you how to do magic missile. And I'm sure that a lot of my fellow wizards will arrive going, we know how to do magic missile. It was one of the first things we were shot. And then I have to explain to them, yeah, but you've never shot it at anybody and had somebody explode on your all over your face. So, you know.
True.
Are you going to have us do that now?
No, we're not going to do that now. We're not going to do that now. We're just, you know, we're just going to, we're going to take an illusion, somebody who does illusions, and they're going to go up to one of the spires and they're going to cast these, the spires is the most open of the play of the arcs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're going to have them cast this gray cloud that represents a corrupted, and people are going to lob their magic missiles at it and see whether or not, you know,
they hit on target
and you know how they feel about the corrupted the cloud dispersing.
Okay. All right.
And this time I will go ahead and wait for Xandrius's role in case I fuck up.
Okay. So, roll an intelligence check.
All right. 12. 11 is 23 plus 2 is 25.
All right. You get all those nerds to apply their learnings.
Good. I imagine there are some people who are going to go... Technicians. There's a bunch of people who are going to go, oh, dear, No, this is the first one. It's only a corrupted cloud thing. So everybody's like, yeah, we're doing good. Yeah, we're going to kick ass. And I'm like, dudes, you've never had somebody explode all over your face. So, you know, we'll set them up for that on the next round.
Why do you keep bringing that up? Also, yeah, what that random person said.
And that specific phrasing.
Kind of explode.
Not just specific phrasing.
Well, it's very upsetting when it happens.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, this is a different kind of exploding all over your face.
Oh, okay.
Boo.
Hey, does anyone want to explode on each other's faces after this?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I imagine the... pressure of the situation is gonna, yeah, there's those parties will break out all over the place eventually.
I mean, nerds are real kinky,
yeah.
And it was specified nerds, so
yeah, everybody can go blow off steam however they want to, but come back here in 2 days and we'll practice again.
All right, so on your basic skills, your prep and organization, you guys scored 4 out of 6 possible points.
Yay!
And now comes the full-on drill. Well, 1 of 3. All right. So there's a whole bunch of stuff to this one, too. Let's try to have... I'll read through the list real quick once. Maybe put some mental bookmarks on what you think you'd be particularly good at, but then we'll go through and assign people individually. Okay. We have gathering all the gear for all these drills, for all the, you know, weapons people are going to go get, the supplies they're going to grab on the way to the emergency shelter, stuff like that. We have... moving your civilians who cannot fight to a safe shelter. So that's 2. 3 is deploying people to positions, much like the deployment under time pressure thing from last time. 4 is someone directing the mock battle. So this is not just you go over there and fight. This is like, hey, people playing the corrupted, you know, put some feeling into it. Shifting and unfeeling.
Be menacing.
Yeah, be menacing. And, you know, you two stop fucking around and selling gelato in the background. We're going to have to reshoot this whole scene. Stuff like that. All right. 5 is scripting those scenarios for realism. So making sure it's not just, and then we all walked up and stood in 2 straight lines till someone said, Red Rover, attack the arcs. And all of that. 6 is more in the mix of it, preventing people from breaking or freaking out. Because even in a drill, it could be kind of freaky. People still get in their head. Did I count correctly? Yes, I apparently just counted incorrectly when I was totaling points earlier. All right.
That's 6 things?
Yep.
Is that?
No, there's more. I was just miscounting between 9 and 10 and getting very confused in myself. All right. Because these are an unordered list in my notebook. Because I'm good at this. All right. Then, mage management. Keeping them on task. Keeping them from apparently going off and exploding on each other's faces. Having them cast at the right time so they don't blow all their spells at the start of the battle. Things like that. Somewhat related to all the directing stuff. Keeping everybody in character. So, you know, take this seriously. Try not to goof around during this because you won't internalize it properly. Last but not least, number 9, evaluation and feedback. As you go through everything you saw and did that day and try to figure out where you can improve next time. So, that was a long-ass list. We'll go back down it. All right, who wants to get in gear? This is hauling stuff from point A to point B.
Steamboat can help with that.
Yeah, and Mir with his goat cart.
All right. Okay. Now, getting all the civilians to safe shelter during the drills. This will either be, you know, manhandling folks or just directing them clearly and concisely.
I don't know that any of us are particularly probably interested in that part.
I think that will be best done by Photios and Green.
All right.
I could see Lucky helping out there, too. She will have lots of healing potions.
All right. Getting everyone deployed to their positions.
I can take that one on, again, with Lara.
Okay. Directing the mock battle. Your cues, your blocking, your etc.
Is this directing the fake monsters? Or yeah. Do you mean directing the
directing defense? The fake monsters, kind of directing the scenario as it plays out.
I think Grix would love to do that, especially since I have all the illusions to make, like, extra monsters and battlefield
situations
happen.
I was thinking Jesse and Frymeath, Jesse's got the battle experience and Frymeath does too.
Realism scripting.
Okay. Yeah,
that might be a better fit for that. Okay, do you want any assistance, Grix?
I mean, probably. That's a big job.
Maybe the leader of the Guardians?
Okay.
That's someone with a cool name.
Katarina Mulberry Farmer?
Oh, yes, Katarina Mulberry Farmer.
Okay. We have scripting it all for realism.
That's Jesse, and I'm going to say not Frymeath, who has the most experience with the... I'm going to say Jenkins.
All right. Finally, all the sociological studies of the corruption.
Well, it's more that, like, between him and all of his...
All of his memories.
All of his memories, he has a lot of knowledge of, like, what happens with the corrupted and what they're like.
All right. Keeping people from breaking. So, keeping people together during this fight.
I'll take that on.
All right. We've capped out on Wealthy. Who do you want to have help you out, if anyone?
I'm thinking...
You should take Curiosity.
Okay, I'll take Curiosity.
Okay. Managing the mages.
Oh, crap. I've taken that one.
We should...
Vons still need to do stuff.
That's true.
Vons.
I'm sorry, I was miles away. What are
mage,
we doing?
Mage management.
Mage management? How is that Vons?
Because Wealthy volunteered for something
else. The one's left.
Yeah.
Wealthy volunteered for two other things, so just the maximum allowing for any one player character.
Yeah, how is Vons going to manage?
With Squirrello!
You can also do keeping everybody in character. Or
oh yeah, how's Squirrello not already like insisting that they do this?
Then you're just assisting Squirrello.
Because Squirrello doesn't want to be in management.
Oh, no one believes that.
Squirrello wants to be Squirrello... well-trusted contractor.
Yeah.
Who's independent in every way.
Squirrello only just came to understand the meaning of collaboration. He's not management material.
I mean, I agree. He makes a terrible leader, but arrogant. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, so I guess Vons can stand there. He's got no idea how to direct mages, but...
How hard could it be? They can just warp reality around them.
I mean, we can redeploy Wealthy at this point. Like, I mean,
we're talking Cool Ranch, really right? Fun.
It can be Cool Ranch.
Well, he's the one who's still not doing anything.
No. Regular Vons isn't doing anything.
Yeah, this is the first round of real drills. You're no longer in prep, so regular Vons and Cool Ranch are both freed up. That said, Cool Ranch knows very little of magic, so might not be the best candidate.
Vons doesn't know a whole hell of a lot about magic either. He's pretty sure it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm just randomly blowing people up.
Yeah, I don't know how people keep doing this stuff. It's science. It's all science.
It's the placebo effect.
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't matter what I put into this thing.
All right. And then we have two things left. We have keeping the corrupted, and really everyone, in character, keeping them from screwing around.
I think that Jesse will also be on that with, I think, Frymeath, both of the Frymeaths.
Okay. And then I'm actually going to remove valuation feedback as being a check that we do as part of this.
Okay.
Thank you. That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. So, Hall and Guy are back and forth, up and down the stairs and all of that. Steamboat, you can make strength or dexterity checks for getting this done.
I think dexterity.
All right.
Yeah. You get a plus one. Yeah. Okay. Natural one.
All right. You can cash in Mirror for a reroll if you wish.
For a reroll?
Yeah.
Okay. I will do that. Well, that's an 18 on the die, so 30?
All right.
11? We're level 11 now. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
30.
All right. You go. You move some gear. Steamboat, how are you going about efficiently moving all this gear? I mean, you got a cart but with you, but what special pizzazz do you bring to the table? Or pizzazz?
Well, I mean, didn't I say I was an engineering student? So lots of pulleys and...
so many block and tackles.
Yeah, block and tackles and like log rolling or, you know, stone column laid on its side.
Rollers. Columns from outside to make rollers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. You go and you get everything. And also you're probably pretty good at efficiency and, you know, building layout stuff. So you get everything right where it needs to be for people to get to it.
Give me a long enough fulcrum and I can move the earth.
Hell yeah. Okay. Fudius, Green, and Lucky are handling moving all the civilians to safe shelters. They're going to use a reroll. That is better. Okay. So, they rolled a 2 the first time. They got higher the second time. I'm going to say between all of them, they get it done. They get it figured out. It helps that Fudius can just be like, follow me while I take my child to the nearest safe shelter. Which makes it pretty straightforward to get there. All right. Wealthy, you were going to deploy people to positions with Alara.
Yeah.
It went perfectly last time.
Yeah. Yeah, it went so well last time. So I'll ask for Alara's help when if I screw up. Is this an intelligence or a charisma?
It is dex or charisma. So.
Okay, dex. We're doing dex. That's 11, 22, 24.
On a prime, correct?
On a prime.
You pass?
Ah!
So, with the dexterity, I imagine there's a lot of you running around, being like, hey, no, you over here, kind of just dragging them over.
Yeah, you need to be in this spot here. No, here.
The other.
Don't move. I don't care if you want to explode all over their face.
It's an epidemic. It's a new trend.
Plant the idea.
Everyone's wearing jelly bracelets, and they're only one color.
Sage says hi.
Okay, I was wondering what that noise was.
And which of you had reacted so strongly? I thought it
was Kelly laughing and like trying to hide that she was laughing somehow.
No, it was not me. I didn't understand the joke, so.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, predictable, I feel like.
It's also such a specific reference to a very specific point in time.
Yeah.
Gotta love a good moral panic. All right.
I love a good moral panic. None of them make sense.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right, Grix.
Yeah.
You got your folding chair, you know, with the canvas. It has your name on the back of it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No. I'm running around with, No, I'm micromanaging this. I'm running everywhere. I'm popping up behind people and flashing lights over their heads and making noises, like monster noises, to help, you know, sell it.
All right.
Very, very energetic, very running around.
Changing stuff for every shot. Or would be if there were shots involved.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right.
And I'm maxed out on illusion spells for the day. I've pumped everything into stuff that will enhance the immersion factor.
All right. Roll a charisma check to make this just the best battle it can be.
Okay. 14. That's 26.
On a prime, that is high enough. So yeah, you.
You said charisma? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you go. You direct people. You don't even need Katarina because you're a natural born director. Uh-huh. Got this.
Uh-huh. I mean, this is like what you've been doing with the holodeck thing, but writ large. So
yeah,
it makes a lot of sense.
All right,
I've gone from community theater to blockbuster filmic.
Hell yeah! All right, Jesse, you and Professor Jenkins were going to work together to script this stuff for realism.
Yeah, so like in the weeks leading up to it, we sort of come up with likely scenarios based on how we have seen the corruption, like sort of do swarming of different kinds. And so we come up with like essentially a list of, well, it's going to be, you know, this kind of thing. And then we make sure that all of that is passed off to the director of the battle and the stay in character people. This one I think is more like based on like prep and making sure that we explain to the people who are actually creating the illusions and doing the performing, like essentially like this is the kind of thing to expect, so that this is the kind of thing that you should do, and here's, you know, one or two things that, you know, you wouldn't expect necessarily. So
yeah, making sure they come in from the breach points, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is an intelligence check.
No.
Okay. You can cash in Jenkins now for a bonus or use him for...
I think that reroll is better.
Okay.
I rolled a 2, so I'm gonna reroll that.
Yeah, good call.
I rolled a 15, so that's 25 total for intelligence, which is not prime.
Fortunately, that is not quite high enough because they're not prime.
Okay. So
you do a solid job, but I think people are having a hard time internalizing how to like really act like the corruption. Like people are shying away from weapons instead of just essentially grabbing them and pulling themselves closer to the person attacking them and stuff like that. So there's a certain... you know, horrible, constantly moving forward. This glacier is coming to slowly kill you. That is hard to get people to do.
Yeah. You weren't
quite able to script that in.
Yeah.
All right. Wealthy and Curiosity, during this simulated, terrifying, if scripted battle, you're keeping people from freaking the fuck out.
Okay, everybody calm down. Hey. It's a drill. It's a drill. By the time it starts, everybody will be okay. Everything will be all right. You'll all know exactly what you guys need to do. Everybody who's going to go and take shelter will know to take shelter. They'll know exactly where they need to go, what they need to grab. And you guys who are fighting, you'll know exactly where your weapons are. You'll know exactly what to do and where to go. And you will do great. I promise you guys are going to do great.
But aren't we supposed to pretend it's real?
You're supposed to pretend it's real.
What if realistically I'm going to be having a panic attack?
If you have a panic attack towards the corrupted, okay? Just you know, like freak out at the corrupted. Practice that. I don't know what to say.
You can roll wisdom or constitution for this check.
I'll roll constitution just because I very rarely do that.
Oh, fair.
That was a number one. That was a one. I'll take a reroll from
Curiosity.
Oh, that makes for a 14.
All right.
I don't know why you guys are letting me do anything. Jeez.
I tried to reassign you to the battle, the mage management, and you did not want to be reassigned.
Well, I'd already picked what I picked.
It's not interesting if everything goes right. All right.
It's true. So. It's not interesting.
The direction is immaculate, and you end up with something that would happen, like, if during the, why am I forgetting the movie's fucking name? The World War II movie,
with the beach assault. It's super fucking famous.
Oh,
it's
been Saving Private Ryan?
Thank you. All I could think of was Medal of Honor, the video game that basically borrowed that scene.
Well, because... Not...
Yeah. Steven
Spielberg that was produced the video game, too.
Oh, really? I forgot that.
Yeah. No, he pushed it. And he was even trying to make a video game theme park for it. He loves Medal of Honor.
Jesus anyway. Christ.
Yeah.
A video don't forget game that attack on Normandy that copied the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was thinking.
Yeah, he got all weird right. about that. He got real weird about
Jesus that. Christ, that's a horrible idea. Steve, come on.
This was way back.
Sure, but still.
I think he made some weird Wii game later. It's one of those, you tap this person as a producer and what happens? Puzzle game? All right. Anyway.
We're gonna produce, damn it.
All right. So, it's too realistic. You have the extras that were, essentially not prepped on exactly how scary and realistic the pyrotechnics were going to be, things like that. People are just having a hard time keeping it together.
If someone looks tough enough, I'm just going to shoot him with a magic missile. Just, up the ante a bit. In the leg. He'll be fine.
There are definitely a few incidences of people hitting each other a little too hard. So people panic a bit, but, it's succeeding so far.
Don't worry about it. Teeth grow back.
Jesse, overhears that at one point and goes, "They don't. What are you talking about?
Is that just kobolds?"
Let's go to the expert. Vaughn, how many species of their teeth grow back after you steal them in the night or whatever the hell you do?
Wait, one more time without all the laughing.
How many species grow their teeth back when you steal them in the night or whatever the hell else it is?
Oh,
you get your jars full of teeth.
You did mention this before once.
Yeah, most of them are snakes. Mm. Like the kind that we find in the tunnels. 12? I don't know. I'm not sure that they're entirely different species.
Vaughn, roll an intelligence check for your alchemy knowledge on teeth.
The truth is, they just volunteer the teeth. You just kind of wait for them to bite a stick, and you just, I rolled a 9, so 20?
You're pretty sure a
wait,
lot of
intelligence?
Species, yeah.
21.
You're positive a lot of species do not regrow their teeth, but, there's all these free teeth on the ground right now.
Yeah, whether they're regrowing them or not, they're certainly giving me a lot of them.
Jesse looks around and goes, "Why are there so many fucking teeth on the ground? This is not normal. This is not it. This is not remotely what I put in this in the realism script."
So people should lose limbs, not teeth. Read the script, people.
How many fake teeth can I make with a silent image spell?
It affects an area.
Horrible.
So many.
Just a mound of them.
What is this, the locked tomb?
Or that wall they broke into in Britain, just so much of teeth fell out.
The dentist, yeah.
The former dental clinic, yeah. God, that's, yeah.
It's that fucking tomb in Lord of the Rings where it's all skulls happening in the background for some reason, but it's just teeth. Just a tidal wave of teeth. All right, with that image of variously horribly huge amount of teeth in our heads. Mage management. Vaughns, you are being assisted by the great Scruello. So clearly everything's going to go perfectly. How do you go around directing these charlatans who are doing things that clearly aren't real?
I don't know, guys. You got your wands, pointy sticks, just I don't know, zap shit? Or, I don't know. What do you do with those things? Kind of point them and say stuff? Just think about it really hard. I don't know.
Okay, so there's somatic components and verbal components, material components.
Yeah, Vaughn's can't hear you over his own rolling eyes. It's the biggest eye roll ever. These guys are just I don't know. Just do alchemy like normal people.
Vaughn's roll intelligence to get these folks in line.
Whoa! So that would put it up to 14.
Ooh.
Total?
Total.
You can reroll. You have the great Scruello with you.
The great Scruello just learned a Sesame Street level of understanding about collaboration and working together.
I have learned that sharing is caring.
That it can seems be a little better. Fun. My best roll of the day, what is that, 24 intelligence, you say?
Yep. It's a 24 on a prime. All 25. Right. 25 on a prime. Vons.
Right.
You hit just the right amount of snide dismissal that everyone wants to prove their field is real to you.
Yay! Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
You make everyone so mad that they succeed out of spite for you. So the missiles are flying. There's some fireballs. An illusory eagle picks someone up at one point.
Neither the first nor the last time that people have responded to what Vons is saying to them with spiteful success.
Goading, I think, is the...
Yeah, sure. Goading. Yeah. Sure.
That's a method.
We all motivate people in our own ways.
Some of them are healthier than others.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, keeping everyone in character, Jesse.
Yes. So for this one, Jesse is both doing the like early prep work and also like moving through the neighborhoods as she's like as it's going on, and with Frymeath and FM. I think that they are themselves dressed up like corrupted. You know, dark clothes and not necessarily like an actual smoke, but like very billowy sort of. And they just whenever they see any of the player, like any of the actor, anyone acting, they're like, remember, gopher, get close, get in close. They're always moving. They're always.
FM's like, you move forward like Terminator, and everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We would absolutely, sorry, we should have thought of this, but I think that one of us would have thought of it in the time.
Yeah.
We would absolutely let Gex know about all this and that he can watch the big giant acting.
Oh yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah, yes, definitely. For sure. Yes.
He's probably been watching the whole time anyway.
I assume so, because like he lives here too. He would hear about it. Yeah. Like it's not a secret.
Nah, Gex comes to every drill.
Yeah, but we would definitely like pull him out for that because he, you know, that's his jam.
And he has opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I do. Is all right. I'm not like Grix on like the macro scale of like micromanaging things. I'm like as I see people doing things that are like less than ideal, I remind them. Hey, it's supposed to be like this instead of like this.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm really enjoying the idea of the Frymeath dressed up as corrupted creatures using enough, you know, black-dyed gauzy material to just cause a supply tragedy in the goth community of the Arcs for like a month. So they can billow appropriately.
Yeah.
All right. Roll wisdom or charisma. I have a guess which one you are going to choose.
I'm going to do wisdom. That's 24 on a prime.
You succeed. You keep everyone in character. Not the most realistic because of the issue with the scripting earlier, but on the ground, you nailed it. People take your corrections in good spirit.
Yay.
All right. And 6 for 8 for your second drill.
All
right.
Okay. So, quick evaluation and feedback time as you all meet up to discuss how this drill went. Overall, or actually, whoever wants to, you can roll intelligence or wisdom to try to get an idea of how well this went.
I think Jesse will definitely roll wisdom.
I rolled bad. I mean, not bad. I got a 16 on not a prime.
Dirty 20 on a prime.
I got a 24 on intelligence.
I got a 25 on intelligence.
All right. So, Grix, because you were micromanaging, you were a little too heads down.
Yeah, that's fair.
You got a full idea. But between all of you, you reassembled the scene and got it all back together. So people did pretty well. If you were to put a number on it, you'd say about 10 out of 14. Just to pull a random example. So, like, people are doing okay. It's been a little hard to kind of get them in the right mindset, I think, is the big struggle from what we've seen so far. Like, keeping them locked in to the drills. But people are participating. No one seems in bad spirits, and you're not... Well, some people have, like, panicked, but they haven't done so in such a way that's undermined the entire thing. And you certainly aren't getting any of the, like, I'm just not going to engage with this thing that you get sometimes with people in, like, safety information.
Mm-hmm. I think Jesse is gonna basically be like, I think as long as we, like, can make sure that people actually, like, do know what to do and, like, where to go, the fact that the drills didn't go perfectly is, like, okay. Like, is, you know, hopefully people were paying, I mean, like, it seems like people were paying enough attention that when the real thing happens, they will at least have some idea of what to do. And we can, you know, keep sending out, like, flyers and doing more public outreach with all of our volunteers while we keep going on landing. You know what I mean?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely good groundwork. Mm-hmm. No pun intended.
Oh, I get it.
How is Vaughn's doing with all this bravery
that people are showing? He's not super into it. He's kind of wondering why he's even, like, doing the up here stuff. Kind of feeling like, maybe I should be the person on the ground with the, like, landing sounds hard. But then the ground doesn't sound better. That's full of monsters, so this whole thing's fucked. Yeah, he's not excited.
Out of curiosity, by comparison, how does Cool Bonds feel?
That's a good question. I figure he's just like, well, lots of civil engineering projects fail eventually. He's remembering that time they blew up the kingdom.
Was that a failure of a civil engineering project? I was not aware of that.
I mean, considering it only... How long was the kingdom standing?
I don't know.
It was a surprisingly short amount of time.
But all right.
Kelly, do you know how long the kingdom was standing?
I have a feeling Wit's looking it up.
I think it was erected sometime in the 70s. Sometime in the 70s.
Oh, wow. And then, like, destroyed in the 90s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to say it was, like, late 70s, too.
Yeah, they kept... One of the reasons why they wanted to take it down, other than the fact that it was the kingdom, is the fact that they thought it was too loud. And then they just... And then when they got the... When they got the baseball field opened, they went, oh, okay, that's the reason why it's so loud. It's not the building, it's the fans.
It was 76 to 2000.
There you go.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, that's...
This was a local stadium?
The Kingdom? Yeah.
Yeah, the Kingdom is where CenturyLink Field used to be.
Okay.
And then they replaced it with... I mean, that's where...
CenturyLink,
is now.
They imploded it somewhat famously, and the whole thing was made of concrete, but it was tall enough to fire fireworks inside. Like, they had indoor fireworks shows.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. The thing was huge. Jesus and,
Christ, okay.
Yeah. A mess. Also, they never quite got the adhesives right, and ceiling tiles would occasionally fall and kill people.
What?
Yeah, that happened a couple times.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
I had not heard that, but...
So the whole thing was cursed. It was a massive engineering project that lasted some 20-ish years, and then that's it. And how long has Safeco been around, or that thing? Those things are already, like...
Well, slightly longer now.
Yeah, slightly longer, and I don't know why we have to have two of them. They, like, look slightly different from each other. It's annoying.
Yes, it's very annoying, but...
Different shapes, different sports. The different sports have different... Have seasons that overlap.
I believe you. Just, yeah.
No, it was a scam. That's what it was.
No, every stadium is a scam.
Well, I mean, yes, but also... I don't know...
I don't think it's controversial to say that sports are important to people.
No, yeah. It's not controversial.
Aaron, I'm scandalized by this.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess.
Like, I don't personally enjoy them, but I don't think that we should
ban
prevent people from enjoying sports.
My high school has a stadium that's been around for about 100 years now.
Mm-mm.
And, yeah.
Oh my god. I've been watching Europeans in America videos,
uh-huh.
And one of them walked into a high school stadium and they were like, this is bigger than than the stadium back home for professional soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And every high school has one. Well, not every high school, but dude, you're right. I mean, this is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they really wanted to get all of the widows out.
What?
That when they made the stadium bowl, they basically just took this huge gulch and then fucking flooded it. And it used to be housing for poor widows.
Huh.
That's why the space just after the stadium bowl is called Old Woman Gulch.
I didn't know it was called.
What are you talking... Where? Yeah. What are you talking
Stadiums
about?
Stadiums are scams, dude.
Which bowl?
Oh, this is in Tacoma. It's right next to Stadium High School.
Oh, okay.
You didn't
Sorry.
Say any of that, to
this
be fair.
This was like, the context was missing from all of that part of the... Your,
yeah, it's a 100-year-old stadium. It's messed up.
Sure.
Stadiums are messed up.
Sounds like a setting for a Monster Hearts game.
It really does. Uh-huh. I mean, let's be very real. Stadium High School in Tacoma was also the setting for 10 Things I Hate About You, which is really very Monster Heartsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a little Heath Ledger dance in the damn thing, and suddenly it's a landmark.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool he was a werewolf the whole time, though. I really liked that additional layer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. At least until he turned into the Joker.
Yeah, but that's after that canon. All right. So, you guys have done two of your drills. And the next ones will be, we'll probably just do a scene or two from each of them instead of doing the whole logistics for all of them. But yeah, you did it. You managed to keep everyone alive, on task. Minimal amount of tooth loss.
All right. We're going to ace this.
Hell yeah.
Nothing can go wrong.
That's right. And Wealthy, as you're prepping for drill two, your mech suit is ready. Or at least ready enough you can use it in the drills and get used to piloting it before you have to, you know, use it in an actual combat.
Oh, my mech suit. Yes, yes, yeah. Yay.
It is pearlescent white, as requested.
Yay.
The Apple mech suit for Wealthy. All right. So you guys are prepped and ready for more drills, and that's where we'll pick up next time.
Yay.
Primary attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.